From Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. This week, we're talking with Kathy Hawkinson about the Peoria Art Guild's Fine Arts Fair. The annual event runs tomorrow and Sunday on the Peoria Riverfront. Kathy, thank you so much for being with us today.
I really appreciate you helping us at least get the word out, and we want to encourage everyone to come to the fair.
Well, it's our pleasure. Now, this is the 53rd year of the Fine Art Fair. It's really become a staple of the arts calendar here in Peoria. As co-coordinator, can you tell us a little bit about what you do to pull this event together?
This year happens to be very interesting. I hope you don't mind my telling the story, but the Fine Art Fair coordinator moved to Wisconsin. And so 6 weeks ago, Cassie, who is a co-coordinator along with me, got called and said, would you come? Because they didn't know how to even proceed to even get the fair organized or finished. So we wonder why we said yes at times, but we did. And so we are getting the fair together. And both of us had been coordinators in past life. So we know a little bit of what to do. And so it's going to happen, and it's going to be well organized, and we're going to have perfect weather. And so we want everyone to come down to the riverfront.
Now, obviously, once the fair is underway, you've got the exhibiting artists, you've got the you've got performers, you've got activities for kids and for families. But can you talk a little bit about what you're up to this week? What are those final stages of preparation that you go through to get everything ready for tomorrow? What does your week look like?
Well, I think people don't realize, first of all, there's 150 nationally recognized artists that are coming to Peoria, and they are from all over the country. In fact, we have someone coming from Hungary, and also Hungary and Toronto, Canada. So Peoria does have that name recognition, so that's good. But what we also try to do, at least this is what I've been doing all week, is that so you have 150 artists and you've got a riverfront, and, you know, the riverfront's not one straight sidewalk. It's, you know, pockets of areas. So you try to organize. You want to make sure that you don't have two of the same medium, like two people that make jewelry. You don't want them side by side. So because you try to space all the mediums, and there are 14 mediums. So all of those, you try to put them in strategic places. So that's one huge hurdle. And I just got it done today. So the fair is going to look really good in that respect. Then, you know, you've got lunches. The artists eat. Most of their meals are provided by us. So you deal with, you know, the catering people, and there's music. So music both days for the entire fair. So you deal with that also. So it's really very detailed. I don't think people have any idea. Only coordinators of other events understand. So we're kind of a select group that are crazy enough to do this, I think. So.
And Kathy, you mentioned that in years past you worked with the Fine Art Fair, so you're not new to the Fine Art Fair by any means. And here we have 150 artists coming in. What do you do to make this a really memorable experience for them? And do you have artists who come back year after year?
Well, first of all, it's a juried show. So in April, there were 8 art professionals who judged the show. And this was something new to me, because when I ended my stint, we did have computers, but the art professionals got together in one room. So there was dialogue, and, you know, then they did the judging on their computers. Now they're doing it from home. So that was new. And so it is a juried show, and so the top score, you know, get into the fair. But I give this example. You can't have 50 jewelers who got top scores, because that's a third of the show. So then you've got to go back in, and then you have to kind of
you have to balance it out.
You balance it out, and then you try really hard to make the show, at least from an appearance standpoint, interesting. So you put on several hats when you're placing people anyway. And then the what they really like about Peoria is that they love our volunteers. They love the people of Peoria because they're friendly. So I think that's part of it. And then we do, like I earlier said, we provide all their meals. They don't do that at any other show. And so they can come here. They pay for their hotel room, but they can come here and not have to worry about someplace to eat. And then they're treated very well. So that's why they come back. They might not have sold as well as they wanted to here, but they come back because we're fun and we're friendly. And it's towards the end of the art show season. So that's another plus for us.
Now, the Fine Art Fair is in its 53rd year, and I'm just curious, when you've got an event that has that kind of history, are you still actively looking for new elements and new features to bring in and make part of the experience? Or do you get to a point where you sort of feel like you have the formula and it's more a question of executing it properly?
Well, here's the issue. We have a couple of issues. First of all, we can expand beyond 150 artists. So we're probably one of the smaller shows of our caliber in the country. Another thing is, I think when Kim and I were doing it, we were always kind of coming up with an idea to make it fresh for them. So that, and there's only so much you can do because a majority of the time that they spend here is selling art. So, you know, you don't interfere with that. This is their business. Most of them, this is all they do. And I don't know that people realize this is not a hobby for them. This is their livelihood. And so you take it very seriously. And I think that's something Kim and I used to do, was that we concentrated on the artist and not so much on making money. You know, this is a fundraiser for the Guild, but at the same time, we wanted to do whatever it took that the artists would come back here. And so we spent a great deal of time concentrating on them.
Absolutely. Kathy, you're talking about volunteers and this warm environment that is created for the artists who visit Peoria and participate in the show. How many volunteers are you talking about?
Okay, this year we have 350. Some years we've had 500.
Wow.
But we have 350. And I think people don't realize that. It takes a village of volunteers to put on this show. It's a lot of little interaction things that happen all day long, both days.
Well, along those lines, obviously this is one of those events that has the ability to bring people from outside the area to Peoria. Do you have any kind of estimates on how many people are traveling to Peoria and staying in our hotels, eating in our restaurants because of the Fine Art Fair?
Well, we used to give a number. I mean, we know that it's 20,000 plus people that come to the fair. There have been years, especially when the weather is good, that we probably hit 30,000. This year we have 25 states represented and then two countries. So I think economy-wise for Peoria, it's a plus.
I would like to talk a little bit about this interactive community mural. Can you tell me how that part of the fair got started and what people can experience when they take part in this interactive mural?
I'm going to give credit to Tom Gunter, who happens to be a graphic designer here at Bradley University. And he came up with the idea of taking the poster art. We select someone who has been juried in and ask them to create us a poster for the fair. And this year is Corinne Smith. She's from Rock Island, and she has been at our fair many, many, many times. And so the poster art is her piece, a special piece for Peoria's Fine Art Fair.
We've been talking with Kathy Hawkinson about the Peoria Art Guild's Fine Art Fair. It runs tomorrow and Sunday from 10 to 5 each day on the Peoria Riverfront. Thank you for being with us, and good luck with the fair.
Thank you. We want you to come. We encourage everyone to come.
Also this weekend, the high-flying musical Peter Pan continues at East Light Theater tonight and tomorrow with performances at 7:30 p.m. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit www.eastlighttheater.com.
And the touring production of Kinky Boots continues at the Peoria Civic Center Theater. It's a musical about an unconventional route that a down-on-its-luck shoe factory takes in order to stay in business. The music for the show is by Cindy Lauper, the book by Harvey Firestein. Performances continue through Sunday.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
If you'd like to learn more about Peoria Public Radio, you can visit our website at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.